This final recording comes from the last session of the day. If you haven't gathered it from the other recordings, the day was notable, apart from the contributions given in the conference, for the adverse weather that descended upon Sheffield and the rest of the country, indeed keeping some delegates away from the conference altogether. So I hope these recordings have been useful if you had intended to come. But in this brief concluding session, we heard back from the people who chaired the challenge circles during the day, who attempt to summarise some of the main points that came out of those discussions. As I say, this is a much briefer session recording than was originally intended in the programme, but people were appreciative of the opportunity to get back onto the various rail networks, etc., at the earliest opportunity. Anyway, because I won't have an opportunity to say it anywhere else in these recordings, I hope these recordings have been useful. And if you are producing audio feedback yourself, then please do feel free to send us audio case studies of your work so that we can add your experience to the experience we heard about on the day.
And just make sure that's sorted out. Make sure you introduce yourself at the start and say who you're feeding back about, so you don't have to listen to yourself all the way through again to the end to work out which bit of work it was, whether it's file 53 or something like that. So just sitting down and working out for myself what needs to be sorted before I then try and take it on.
I mean, as an educational developer, one time biologist, but now educator, I could easily just put on a workshop in the faculty, but only two or three people, an adult, would come along. So I'm not going to do that. But I do have people who, small groups of trustees, who I could probably get together. And I won't just show them the technology, I'll show them the evidence. And I've got, you know, more evidence and numbers, you know, direct student quotes and responses from today, as well as making sure I've got those figures from the literature, and actually quote the actual data and the evidence.
I've heard lots of really lovely examples of using audio today, but there's no one size that fits all, and they've all been slightly different stories and slightly different contexts, and that's what we have to take back, using the right approach and the right context.
Yeah, it's really been about diversity, something that I had my fingers crossed about when I suggested the conference way back. I knew that there was diversity in here, but I didn't feel 100% sure that we would have that represented amongst all of us today, but we have, haven't we? You know, there are so many different issues emerging and practices emerging as well, so that's been a real success today.
Okay, I just wanted to say that a theme that seems to have come up in every session I've been in, including the session with the students at the end, is that it's about a conversation between the students and the tutor. And so if people are thinking, oh, this is going to save me time, it might not save time because it's the beginning of a conversation or it's part of a conversation. So I think that's quite important though, because that's kind of where the heart of the learning is.
Okay, I'm going to put pause on there. And the last thing to do in this session is just to ask the people that chaired the challenge circles to come forward and represent the discussion that happened in those discussion groups at some point several hours ago. Helen, would you like to talk about the technology session that you facilitated?
Okay, I'll keep it short. We talked about how to engage staff with audio feedback, and some of the suggestions were make it as easy as possible, keep it to as few clicks as you can. And we also talked about the need to have some consistency from the student perspective, so not having too many different methods, not having too many different kind of tools that are being used, so that the students find it as easy as possible to use the feedback. We had a brief discussion about how to send audio files, it's quite large. Some suggestions were zip files and bulk upload through PLEs. Embedding audio files in a Word document and then printing to a PDF. Is that right? I think that's what we discussed. And also Wimber Voice, which I'm not entirely sure how that works, but somebody talked about how that can be used to send large files. Again, the dialogue thing came up, how to encourage dialogue from audio feedback, and there was a suggestion that students might use audio files to feedback to the tutors about the feedback and encourage the dialogue in that way. And use of adaptive release to encourage students to reflect on their feedback. So once they've got the audio file, reflect on it, and then they'll get their grade perhaps. And we also talked about the use of visual and audio tools such as Jing and Adobe Connect to do screencasting.
Okay, thanks. Now, Chris, mm-hmm. you were doing one, weren't you?
I was.
Thank you.
Indeed, yes. My back, are you okay? It's bizarre that they're called challenge cards because I don't think anybody was challenging on this at all. Challenge suggested that there would be people out there saying yes, but and there was no yes buts at all. The biggest challenge, which has come up on a card which was handed in after the session, is getting staff to give feedback at all, and then there's no comeback if they don't. And I think that's the worst thing I've heard all day, really, because it does reflect stuff that does go on. But we haven't heard from everybody else that that's happening. All we've heard is that people are engaging in it, that they are... I think you talked about the business about the initiators at the beginning. I think we're all initiators. It's getting the ones who are interested and want to do it to become engaged. But what I got out of one of the sessions today was we had two students came up who were exceptionally sceptical about what they were going to hear today and are no longer sceptical about it. So if you can convince these two that what we're doing is okay, then we should be able to convince anybody, really, because they're a hard bunch. One of the main points that came out, again, is a collaborative approach. Again, it's all about a dialogue. But the interesting thing that sort of threaded through in the method that people were using was this business about giving the feedback on and the mark, which Helen has just alluded to. And what's coming out of the people who are giving audio feedback is they're actually giving some indication that of success. So before the student even hears a rest of it, the first thing they hear is that they have done the job. And by the way, here's the feedback coming up. So they're not having to plough to the end of it. You can't skip to the end of this very easily to find the mark, like you can look at the top of a piece of written. So we don't want them to be anxious. So part of the process would be to let them know, first of all, well done, you've passed the assignment, and this is what you need to do. For the bad news, I don't know if my colleague was here, but I did hear some things he was saying. If it was bad news, then the feedback was different. It was his tone was different. You can't do that in writing. It wasn't sort of dripping with sympathy, but there was certainly a different way of presenting it. And the thing that came out of all this was about that personal touch that was coming through. So whether they chose to do it this way, whether they had structures or not, it was around the personal element. And I don't think anybody was questioning or arguing about it. So we are unanimous in this, I think. That was it.
Thanks very much, Chris. Just a couple of points, if you don't mind that. Thank you.
No, we had to go.
The two challenges that got voted upon in the session we were in from the student experience was about... How is my brain going to fuse? Whether it's a monologue or a dialogue conversation with students, and we discussed different methodologies of doing that and engaging the conversations, and how you could actually have that conversation with a student, even though if you're doing a monologue audio transmission, it could be interacted further with an email or students reflecting on it and using a blog methodology. So it was very much of recognising actually that feedback you're sending them. An audio format is the start of that conversation. And personally, if they're engaging with it, hooray! Because they're engaging with their learning. And often than not, you're sending information back to them and you sort of look at it and then bin it. You're not exactly engaging them. The second half was the discussion of whether does it enhance grades, and we're looking at some of the colleagues' evidence, and certainly some of the work I've done certainly did on the coursework, but didn't necessarily translate into the phase test analysis. Other colleagues reported yes, it did, so the grades did increase. But I think it's more about the richness and about the engagement and the learning.
And maybe, I mean, Phil has done work to scale, but you know, if we look at the evidence that we've produced amongst us so far, in general, I would say, you know, it's been really rich, qualitative work, and you know, there is a challenge for us to look at really, well, can you measure the impact of any one teaching approach anyway? But you know, thank you for that, Anne. Now, I just want to say really just one more thing before we're going to get cold. Presenters, if you haven't given me a PowerPoint, a digital copy of your poster, or any other evidence of what you've been talking with today, can you email me something or point me to a link? Because I really would love to share as much as possible on the website. I dare say at this point, you've heard more than enough about audio feedback. You never in your life intended to hear so much about audio feedback. So that is of little interest. But I will endeavour to email you in early January when I have had the chance to update all of the information and you are starting to think about how can I share some of the things I've heard today and make a little ripple back at base. Should we leave it there? Thank you very much for coming.